They got him. I'm Charlie Meyerson, and this is the Chicago Public Square Newscast. After a massive manhunt, Nashville police report the arrest of an Illinois man sought in the killing of four people at a Waffle House restaurant Sunday. They say they found him in a wooded area not far from his apartment. Meanwhile, the man credited with stopping the killing, James Shaw Jr., tells NBC Today he wasn't a hero.
I was just kind of like, he's going to get us either way, or he's going to get me either way it goes. So I was just waiting for an opportunity. I was just waiting for a chance.
Shaw says he didn't fight the gunman to save everyone else. He says he took the gun so he could get himself out of danger. Police, nevertheless, are calling him a hero. Environmentalists at the Natural Resources Defense Council say it's a dangerous decision that'll accelerate destruction of the world's rainforests. But the anti-environmentalist who heads the Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, has ruled the burning of trees is carbon pollution neutral. The decision signals the Trump administration will treat the burning of forest-based biomass, or plant life, as carbon neutral, and this is a quote, when used for energy production at stationary sources. How secure is your medical information? The computer security firm Symantec reports a hacker group known as Orange Worm has been targeting the healthcare industry, breaking into imaging devices like X-ray and MRI machines. But it says the motives aren't yet clear. And over the weekend, the Illinois Associated Press Broadcasters Association announced the winners of its annual radio journalism competition. My colleague at Rivet, Ron Brown, took top honor for Best Light Feature with a quintessential story about Chicago's music, a December report the judges called an amazing use of sound and a wonderful piece. Ron's given permission for us to share it with you here.
On the second floor of a South Michigan Avenue brew pub in Chicago, Freddie Dixon limbers up and runs through a bass line. Jimmy Tillman hits a snare and starts a beat. The Chicago Blues All-Stars are ready to begin a new session in what Tillman calls life school.
All my life, I've been playing this music and trying to help people and trying to heal people.
Tillman and Dixon are veteran Chicago musicians who got their starts with one of the greatest Chicago blues men of all time.
I am
Willie Dixon.
The backbone man.
Willie Dixon was Freddie's father and one of the founding fathers of the Chicago Blues.
You know, kids don't realize who your father is. You know, he's just my old man, and he's playing this big, playing a bass, you know, and all the cats would come on over to the house, and I would sit up there and listen to them all night and go to sleep, wake up, and they still playing, and it was embedded in me, the blues, you know, so.
By the time Willie Dixon recruited 19-year-old Jimmy Tillman to join the band as the drummer in 1977, Dixon was already a legend.
He wrote most of the biggest hits in the blues, basically. Structured the blues.
Well, I'm the hoochie-coochie man. Everybody know I'm here.
Dixon's Hoochie-Coochie Man, along with hundreds of other classic songs, were recorded by Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, and Coco Taylor. Then later, Rock and Rollers, Cream, Led Zeppelin, The Doors, and The Rolling Stones. In his heyday, Willie Dixon taught the world the power of the blues and many of its lessons. He died in 1992, leaving others like Tillman and his son to carry on his legacy. Now they've recruited a female vocalist they've known her whole life.
My name is Tamiko Dixon, the granddaughter of the blues, Willie Dixon.
You have made.
Tamiko is carrying on the family tradition for a new generation by singing the blues.
You gave sight to the blind with the man's eye.
I do feel obligated. I feel like I owe that to my grandfather. You know, he's done a lot in the music industry and in the world, you know, for so many people, you know, and it's my honor to keep his legacy alive by any means necessary.
And keeping his legacy alive means more than just singing the blues and playing the blues. Jimmy Tillman says they're on a spiritual mission as blues men and women.
When we perform every Thursday, it's like going to church. I mean, we spiritually be prepared
what we try to do now, original Chicago Blues All-Stars, is to start teaching other young musicians. It's not just an entertainment kind of a thing. It's more spiritual, it's more healing. And people who really play the blues, who really understand the power of the blues, man, they know that.
Using the emotion of the blues to heal and to teach is a concept that's as old as the blues itself. Every time Tomiko belts out a Willie Dixon song like Wang Dang Doodle, she's paying tribute, but she's also hitting refresh on her grandfather's mission.
I wouldn't say it's the most hardest mission, because once I get, get the youth to listen, once they listen, you got them.
And when Willie Dixon's life lessons take hold, they last all night long, and then some. I'm Ron Brown. You're listening to Rivet.
Thank you.
And before you go, how are you hearing these newscasts? Taking 30 seconds to answer a quick survey will get you admission into an exclusive Facebook group for Chicago Public Squareians. Go to listening.chicagopublicsquare.com. That's listening.chicagopublicsquare.com. I'm Charlie Meyerson. This is Chicago Public Square.